Good morning. Next week we celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday, in which for me growing up was a time where the family could get together and celebrate with a nice meal and share stories of why we are thankful. What are you thankful for? Your health? Your home? Your family and friends? Your job? Buddhism teaches us that we are all interdependent. We cannot exist alone from the very basic beginnings of each of us having a mother and a father, and each of them having a mother and father, and so on and so forth. Did you know that if you kept going back just 7 generations, there were over 1,000 people that directly resulted in you? If you go back 17 generations, this grows to over 1 million people. That's a lot to be thankful for. Growing up as school kids, we celebrated Thanksgiving, dressing up as pilgrims, and learning about the first Thanksgiving between the pilgrims and the Indians. They celebrated the pilgrims' first successful harvest in around 1621. The pilgrims were helped by the Wampanoag Indians to survive and grow corn. In return, the pilgrims invited them to the first Thanksgiving feast. This was an example of being able to work and interact peacefully to help survive the harsh conditions that the pilgrims faced coming to this new world. We live life interacting with others. We rely on others to take care of us, to teach us things and how to live. Now, we may not always see or think about these people directly. I may never know the names of the people who had built my house, the road in front of it, the school that I go to or my kids go to, the supermarket where I shop, the temple where I go to, or anything like that. But without them, I will not have the benefit of their existence. When you turn on your faucet, do you think about the people who bring you your water? When you flip a switch to turn on a light, do you think about who brought you that electricity? As you listen to this on the radio, do you ever think about where that radio came from? My father told me when I was younger to always tell people thank you. I asked, of course, as most kids do when your father tells you something, what should I say thank you for? He replied that you should always be appreciative of others, because they probably have helped you somehow. As I grew up and listened to the Dharma and learned about this interconnectivity between people, this bit of parenting advice stayed with me. How often do you say thank you to others for no particular reason? A few weeks ago, we celebrated or observed our Etaikyo or Sangha Remembrance Service. It is at this time that we remember those who have helped grow our temple so that we may continue listening to the Dharma into perpetuity. When the Buddha was seeking enlightenment, he made a series of vows. One of the most important ones for Jodo Shinshu Buddhists is the 18th vow. This ensured that all sentient beings be guaranteed birth into the Pure Land upon their entrusting themselves to the Buddha, and if they have the desire to be born there. We call the name Namo Amida Butsu in joy for this benevolence of the Amida Buddha making this vow for us. In our tradition, according to the Kogyo Shinsho, the Buddha said, if a person desires quickly to attain the stage of non-retrogression, he or she, with the reverent heart, say the name, holding steadfast to it. This is known as the easy path, as it relies on entrusting us to the vow of the Buddha, and relies on this ensuring our enlightenment. We should live each moment in true appreciation and thanks. Being awakened to this teaching and assured of the Pure Land, we can live our lives fully in the path of the Nembutsu. For Jodo Shinshu Buddhists, we look to the six paramitas for guidance on how to live our life. The first one goes hand in hand with this Thanksgiving observance. It is dana, or selfless giving. Without a giver, there cannot be a receiver. And without a receiver, there cannot be a giver. Without either, there is no opportunity for thanks. There are many opportunities to express our dana. Volunteering is one great way to do this. You can help at a care home, volunteer as a youth leader, drive a person to the market, helping elderly in painting, cleaning, or yard work around the house, delivering food to needy people. You can volunteer at the library to read books for children, even helping others by donating food, school supplies, and toys. Sometimes expressing dana is just sitting and talking to someone who doesn't have someone to talk to. Not only does this provide an opportunity for the person being helped, but also there is gratitude expressed by the giver. By helping others, there is generally a good feeling of really making a difference for others, and thus reason to utter thank you for a chance to be able to do that. For me, it is one of those things that drives me to help others. I can see that they are appreciative, and that makes me appreciative that they are happy as well. With that being said, in today's society, we have become more materialistic. Thanksgiving represents not only a time to get together, but also the eve of what has become to be known as Black Friday, which has been described as the biggest shopping day of the year. In our quest for deep, but admittedly limited deals at retail stores around the country, people line up to get in earlier and earlier each year. Some stores have even sacrificed the day of thanks to shop earlier. If you have ever gotten one of those great deals that are offered, how many can you say have been worth it? I admit to being one who has taken advantage of good deals to purchase items that I perceived to be of value when I got them, only to have them still sitting in the box somewhere in storage. Are those limited deals worth the time away from expressing true appreciation for others? Are these deals things that you really need and can be used in the long run? Buddhism teaches us that there is impermanence all around us. Styles changed, and there's always next year's model. Just look at people looking forward to the iPhone 7 or the Note 6, or even next year's car model. Will I be happy with what I'm getting today? Is it worth time away from loved ones, relaxing in an annual fellowship, and enjoying time for gathering among family and friends? At the same time, there are some of us that bring their friends and family to do their Black Friday shopping. Remember, though, that it is also people who make this experience possible that we are thankful for. Think about the store employees that are sacrificing their time with their friends and family, as well as your fellow shoppers, if that's what you choose to do. Shop with respect and enjoy this holiday of thanks and gratitude. This year, let's strive to live in the moment, whether we choose to stand in line, stay home and enjoy friends and family, or do whatever we decide to do. and be thankful of what we have and how we got here. While at home or meditating in the shopping line, waiting to get into your favorite store, let us be mindful of all people and all things that have shaped us to what we are today. Namo Amida Butsu.